Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
We are the Grillin' Guys. This is the only place in Michigan that's on a mission to make your grilling experience the best it can be. And we're here every Saturday morning from 9 to 11. This morning, we have Hot Man Joppy back from South Dakota.
Yep, had a great trip out there. Met a new friend, a new hunting guide named Tim Thurston. His buddies call him Thirsty. Stayed at Thirsty's Lodge, and as you might expect, we quenched a little thirst while we were there, too.
Nice. So what were you doing out there, just running the ditches?
Yeah, well, we did a little of that because I'm going to tell you, when you get out there this time of year, the wind blows about 30 miles an hour, and it was 8 degrees, and you can imagine what that does to the wind chills. So you got to get back in the truck once in a while and get warmed up. So, yeah, there was a little bit of ditch hunting going on.
Well, it's warm here. We are in studio. We also have Michael Gray with us this morning.
Yo.
Who is...
Meat-only breakfast, courtesy of Sobeys,
yeah,
man.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it is.
And Michael's had some pretty good meat experiences lately, too. Now, you have a good one smoker in your backyard right now.
I do.
And you had a bunch of relatives up. What happened?
I brought my game up a notch. And we talk about it a lot on this show. I mean, the show just started, what was it, August? I can't remember.
Actually, October.
Was it October?
We're only about 3 months in, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yep.
See, that's what college will do to you. Short-term memory. Not worth a darn.
Started in high school.
At any rate, yeah, I had a ton of people over and borrowed one of your good ones, smokers. And we talk about the fact that, you know, real equipment does make a difference when you get out and you get yourself educated and you get out of the big box stores and you understand that grills, there are handmade grills out there by American Joints. And it was my first chance to really get serious with that thing. And I'm telling you what, 10 hours later, I was getting questions about what it was. I mean, my relatives, my wife's family up from Iowa had never had one. They're from Iowa. They've never had a brisket. I don't know how you do that. I figured you had to do that.
That's hog country.
Well, I thought you had to do that to get a driver's license. You eat a brisket in Iowa. But, yeah, it was just absolutely, it came off perfect. And it brings your game up, man. If you're a griller, if you fancy yourself a guy that gets serious with the coals and again, we talk a lot about grill envy on this show. If you want to be that guy where the neighbors are asking you just how in Hades you pulled this off, what is that, how'd you do that, how did this go, you can do it with ease. I mean, get the fire started, shut down the dampers, close the lid, and walk away.
That's right. It's a grill it and forget it type thing. Set it and let it go. But one of the big things that everybody needs to remember is that when you slow cook, it's indirect heat. You don't want your meat over the heat. You want your meat and your heat separated. Say that three times fast.
I can't.
Yeah,
exactly. Once is too much. Well, listen, this is the Grilling Guys, and if you want to call us this morning, if you have a question about grilling, we are at 800-785-1073. Now, we gave that number out a few minutes ago to get rid of some barbecue gift certificates in Detroit, and I've never seen these lines light up like that before, so... There's a hunger out there for barbecue.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you haven't been to Detroit and if you haven't been downtown, some of these places, they're in parts of the downtown that are still pretty bombed out for the most part, but they're starting to come along, and these little places are popping up. I got a buddy of mine lives in Redford, and he takes me to a different barbecue joint every time I go back to Detroit.
Really?
And they're small places that you'll miss. If you don't know they're there, you'd never see them. But they're really starting to dial in those pits around the downtown Detroit area. They take it pretty seriously there.
Well, the downtown Detroit area in general is starting to look really good.
Yeah, it is.
I was there a couple of months ago with traveling with Tech Grills, and I took them downtown just because I want them to have a Lafayette Coney. And we were standing downtown, and I'm seeing work trucks everywhere. The streets are getting redone. People are fixing up buildings. I mean, those buildings downtown are gorgeous anyway. And it'd be kind of nice to see Detroit come back because it's a beautiful town.
You know really. What? And I've lived in the West Michigan area now for, oh, wow. It's 1996, so 14 years. And I got a lot of love for the area back home. And there are a lot of people on this side of the state that never go. You know, you read the headlines and you see a couple of stories online and you believe the hype. And you'd never know that there's this renaissance going on, no pun intended, with the Renaissance Center. In downtown Detroit, as things pop up, and even I've been surprised every time I go home, but you need a little a local guide. I mean, that is the difference. If you just get a Metro Times and try to head out and find these places, you're going to have some trouble if you don't have some local flavor.
Now, I have had my windows kicked in a couple times, but I wasn't in the car, so it wasn't a big deal.
I've had my windows kicked in here in Grand Rapids, too.
Yeah.
And the first time I went into there, when I took Maureen back there, I brought my 357. She was pretty shocked. But, you know, I do like to carry guns.
It's the second time you've brought up weapons on this show. Why are you trying to scare people?
I'm not. I like guns. I like killing things.
Well, if you've got questions for us, why don't you go to our website? It's thegrillingguys.com. We've got a new feature on there that says Ask Barbecue Bob. And we're going to try to help you out with any issues or problems that you might have with regard to your grill.
I'm starting to grow hair.
Right. Yeah,
lay on the couch. Not any issues. We really want to talk about your grill. We're not going to get in it either. Well, somebody pick it up after that.
I'm trying.
Right.
You don't make it easy. If you haven't checked out the webpage, you can get to it through WBBL.com. The show is on every single day, 9 to 11. And if you've got a question you want to get through to the man directly, you don't feel like sending an email, you can do that at 800-785-1073. That number is 800-785-1073. And as soon as we get the lovely Emily back at her post behind the desk, she'll be glad to take your calls.
Yeah, she's looking for somebody down at the front door. This place is locked down like Fort Knox on Saturday. You
it has
cannot
to be.
Get into Citadel.
Well, it's a good thing. I don't want you shooting people. You keep threatening everybody with guns.
I never bring a gun in here.
That's why we lock the doors.
Hey, we've got some cool things coming up. February 27th is the Michigan Winter Beer Festival at Fifth Third Ballpark. So we are the grilling guys, but we're kind of like the microbrewed guys, too. And we really like hanging out with people that make beer. We've met some totally cool people.
Actually, that was a part of my Thanksgiving. It's the post-Thanksgiving tradition I've developed. It's the only time of the year my dad comes down from the Copper Country. Lives up in the Keweenaw. And he only comes down once a year. At Thanksgiving, he gets to see his granddaughter. And the one thing he demands is that following Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, we go to Founders because he can order a Reuben. Apparently, you can't get one in the UP. I didn't know that. You can't get a decent Reuben in the UP. But, yeah, that is a must stop for the old man every time.
So
what is
he? What kind of beer does he like down at
Founders? Normally he drinks the fizzy water. When he gets up here, it's always the pails. He's into the pails. So,
well, they make some good ones down there. Dave down at the Founders has been on the show with us a couple times and has tipped us off on some of his seasonal brews as well as his mainstays. And that's a great place to go and have a pint.
Yeah, and Dave, if you're listening, Schmoes brought tons of beer when they came in. So just wanted to lay that out there. I know he's going to show up one of these days with a couple cases of some dirty bastard.
Yeah, you know, the Michigan beer industry is pretty incredible. It's a little known fact that Michigan has number six in the number of microbrews in the country as far as the state goes. So there's a lot of really good craft beer right here within our listening area. And one of our missions is to get these guys on and tell you a little bit about them and give you our opinion so you can try it. And our reviews and things of those beers are always on our website. It's thegrillingguys.com. And by the way, we've got a grilling club on there. And if you'll sign up for the grilling club, give us your name and your email address, we'll register you to win a Tech Infrared grill. And that Tech grill is worth $800. It's an amazing little cooking machine. So check out our website, thegrillingguys.com. Sign up for that our email list, and we'll be communicating with you, and hopefully you'll win a grill. We're going to give it away here at the end of the month, right?
Yeah, and Tech actually builds a pretty sweet little gas grill. I used mine Thursday night. I took that venison that I just got, that 10 point.
It's getting bigger every time we talk about
it. Yeah, it just shrunk there.
My buddy says it's an 11 point. I just call it a 10 point because I'm so humble.
Yeah, right.
It was a doe, wasn't it?
It's a beast. Well, I made some shish kebab on that Tech grill, and
they were awesome. I had them. It was
unbelievable.
Awesome.
Yep. Yeah. So we are the grilling guys. We're here every week, and we want to take your grilling questions. If you want to give us a jingle in the next hour, you just call that 800 number I just gave out. And it's 800-785-1073. We're on WBBL FM 107.3 every Saturday. Set your alarm clock. Get out of bed. We are going to get into your grill. We're the Smoking Loins of Grand Rapids. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.